Bobby Bones post show pre show.
Hey, do you like my new glasses?
I do.
Did you notice they were new?
I did. I started to think, wait, have I seen those ones before? Because you have a few different ones, but now I know they're totally new.
Yeah, they're new frames.
I didn't even notice those.
A little more active.
Yeah. A little thinner, too, than the other ones. The other ones are thick, black, thick.
Well, those
rims.
Are, anytime I'm doing TV, I wear the same. I stay consistent with that. But these, I got a bunch of glasses.
They're nice.
They have some detail on the.
Well, I got made for, Caitlin was roasting me pretty hard about the jewels on the side.
Yeah.
What are those, gold studs?
She was like, did you get those bedazzled? I didn't even know they were there, honestly. Your top three songs in country music. At number three, Luke Combs and Eric Church, Does to Me. At number two, Carly Pearce and Lee Bryce, I Hope You're Happy Now.
I hope your heart ain't hurting anymore.
And number one, Travis Denning, After a Few.
But after a few drinks, it's always the same thing.
We'll talk to Travis later on. You'll hear that in the podcast. That song took 66 weeks, but it held on. It fought the whole way up. I wish it'd be number one again. That'd be fun.
That'd be awesome.
If it took 66 weeks and held on for another week.
What if it was number one for 66 weeks?
What if it was number one for the rest of our life?
That'd be great. He deserves it.
The number one alternative song is from 21 Pilots, Level of Concern.
'Cause I told you my level of concern, that you won't fly like you never heard.
Amy, you know that one?
I guess I do. I know a lot of stuff for my kids that I don't know. I do know this.
Yeah. Hip hop. Roddy Ricch featuring Mustard, High Fashion.
High Fashion, like Goyard.
Did you know, speaking of mustard, mustard my favorite condiment. Period. Love mustard. Can't get enough mustard. Caitlin doesn't eat condiments ever on anything. No condiment. She never tasted mustard, never tasted ketchup, doesn't eat mayonnaise, no condiment.
Ranch?
I don't think so. We can get her on at some point.
I mean, that's technically
talk about
a
it.
Salad dressing, but.
Maybe tomorrow's show. I'm almost positive.
Barbecue sauce?
I think that might be the only thing that she's even touched is barbecue. I don't know. But she's not.
Or ketchup. The one, no ketchup.
So, like,
who's done that?
What does she do with french fries? What does she do with
she
a chicken tender?
She just eats them?
Yeah. Oh, for sure on french fries.
In a chicken tender?
Amy, I haven't watched her eat everything and made a note.
She just eats a hot dog like that?
Yeah.
I need to know. No, this is, interesting.
I'll text her. Or we can try to get on tomorrow.
A carrot? No, that would be hummus. Is hummus a condiment? Nah.
No, I don't think so.
It's a dip. Okay.
Elmer Fudd is losing his rifle in the new Looney Tunes series, the new cartoon series. And I see people getting all butthurt about it. Here's the thing. You didn't care before. You're not going to care after. So why would you care right now for a second?
Move on.
And also, it's probably okay if we don't give our cartoons guns.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like we're eliminating guns from all movies and going, you're taking a cartoon gun away.
Yeah, Elmer Fudd is not going to hurt over this.
Like, kids are not going to notice. Like, calm down.
It's there are things to get upset about. And I just checked. This is at number 4,916 of things to get upset about today. But Elmer Fudd will no longer hold a rifle while hunting wascally wabbits.
Yeah. Bugs is happy about it, huh?
Yeah. He's going to... What's he going to... Different things now?
Yeah, the rocks?
The Grim Reaper thing? Yeah.
He's going to try to get Bugs with a Grim Reaper thing?
What is that? Like
worse.
A hatchet?
Stab him. Like the pick? What's it called?
Yeah,
like a sickle?
Yeah, sickle.
They're like, hey, you know, we're not going to really do this with the guns anymore. Fans are a little angry about the situation.
Fans,
No, they're not.
Fans.
They weren't angry before. They're not going to be angry in a week. They just
Tunes
had
fans.
Heard about it and are reacting to it right then. Here's a 5-second clip of Elmer Fudd.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
Your life has changed none.
None.
And I say this as someone with guns, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like I can actually say, I'm not an anti-gun guy, but let's relax on cartoons and guns. And if you want a cartoon character to have a gun, draw one.
You can do whatever you
whatever
want.
Whatever you want.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever you want. What are you going to say, Amy?
No, people just stress me out.
Yeah.
When I really think about people, fans of... it just doesn't make any sense to me, but... Okay.
I did love when Bugs would put his finger in the barrel, though, and it would...
Yeah. That was I like it when he'd bend it back out.
Yeah, where he put in a knot?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that they could work that in with the...
The sickle?
With the hatchet thingy.
Yeah. Morgan, do you have a story about a woman losing a bunch of weight?
Yeah, I do.
What is that one?
So, this woman named Steph, when she got married 20 years ago, she weighed 252 pounds. She was 20 years old, and she was really bummed that her husband couldn't, like, carry her into their new married life. So on their wedding anniversary this year, she decided to drop over 100 pounds so he could carry her into a new phase of life. And she even wore her old wedding dress, and you could see how much bigger it was on her. So now she weighs 140 pounds.
That's pretty cool. And she did it for a reason, like a wedding anniversary. Yeah. Dang.
And he literally carried her. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I think I'm reacting a little different than I thought. I thought, oh, that's fun. We'll bring it up now. But I was like a little...
Yeah, give me chills.
Yeah, they hit a
that.
Little button there. Yeah, look at that. U.S. adults will spend approximately 44 years of our lives staring at screens. Meaning phones, iPads, TVs, all that together. Man. What I had some of us do is pull together our screen time. Amy, do you have yours?
Yeah.
Do you who are the people that are in the list?
Bobby, Amy, Lunchbox, Morgan.
Okay, does Ray have them? Or do you have them?
I have them. I can
Ray. Yeah, give them to Ray. We'll see if we can get... So it's me, you, Lunchbox, and Morgan, because apparently Eddie has a rotary phone.
I didn't have mine on. I guess you had to turn it on to track it. And so when Mike was like, hey, check and send me your time, I looked at it, I was like, ooh, it's not activated. So I'll have it tomorrow.
Oh, you have to turn that on?
Listen, I don't keep mine on purpose. Yeah. Who do you think has the most screen time? Me, you Lunchbox? I don't know. Morgan,
you, for
Morgan
sure.
works from her phone.
Oh. Good point.
You.
So do you, though.
What are you going to say?
I feel like
I'm going to go Morgan. I'm going to go Morgan 1, me 2.
I watch Netflix on my phone, though.
Oh, crap.
That's a big one.
Just FYI.
That's a big one.
Wow.
I'm that person.
Mm.
Lunchbox didn't even know he can get email on his phone, so he's probably last, huh?
Lunchbox looks at Ray's like, it only says 47. Wait, 47 minutes? Seconds. He made 4 calls. You watch Netflix on your phone, huh?
I do.
Like, how many episodes?
I'm still going to go Morgan 1, me 2. Amy 3, Lunchbox 4.
I also have Hulu Plus and Apple on my phone.
I think she's selling it too hard.
She's squeezing us right now.
Yeah, she's playing possum.
Okay.
Do you understand what playing possum means? That means playing dead?
No.
No, she's so, trying to add like,
what
oh,
a possum will do is act dead, so you'll leave it alone?
I am... What am I doing?
I'd like you're a big target.
Possum would be downplaying.
Dang it.
That's
then what
sandbagging.
Is she so you could... Okay, listen. Who's...
what?
Who's first, Amy?
Bobby's first. Even
mine.
The most?
I'm going to tell you this. Mine wasn't as high as I thought it would be because over the past month or so,
oh, yeah,
girlfriend.
Girlfriend's been like, "Hey, when we have dinner, why don't we just talk?" And I'll put. And I'm like, "You know what? Great idea."
That's such a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dinner. 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Come on, Amy.
Before girlfriend, Bobby would have been the highest, but now I'm going to say Morgan number 2.
Okay, so you got Morgan.
Yeah, she's also online dating.
Then
I'm going to go Bobby.
Then
me, then Lunchbox.
We're like, the same one. Morgan, who has more, me or you?
I actually think Amy might have the most.
Mm. Lunchbox?
Oh, it's definitely you, then Morgan number 2, then Amy, then me. I mean...
Eddie, who's got the most?
I'm going to go with you, dude, for sure. I mean, you're on your phone all the time.
All right, dude. All right, Raymundo, who is last? There are 4 people. Who's last?
In last place, 2 hours and 6 minutes, Morgan number 2.
Woo!
What?
What do you... Wait.
Wow.
Wait, you don't... Like, do you not
very
do anything
effective.
Anything?
I use social media.
Poser.
Wow.
I use social
She's really
media all the time, but honestly...
And she doesn't do digital for us.
It used to be really high, but since, like, things have been... less restrictive and getting to go do things. I've not been on my phone as much because I'm just excited to not be on my phone all the time.
But how do you run the show social? Not you do it on your computer?
I do it on my computer a lot since quarantine.
Okay, so she's last.
Dang.
Raymundo, of the there are 3 of us, me, Amy, Lunchbox. I have to be the winner now, right?
Yes.
Who's third?
Lunchbox, 2 hours, 34 minutes.
Both of you guys are at 2 hours. Wow, good for you guys. Back in the day, I would have 8.5 hours. I don't on this one. I don't on this one. I'm assuming,
I don't know.
It's got to be. You're watching TV, though. Ray, who's third? Who's second?
Second at 4 hours and 25 minutes.
That's Amy.
Whoa.
Amy.
Yeah.
Wow.
A day.
In one day?
That was in one day, but that's with TV shows. Like, I even looked at my activity. Like, entertainment was, I don't know if it did, like, listening to a book So I have audiobooks.
4 hours and 25 minutes. And Bobby said he has cut down and he's over 4.5 hours.
Oh, yeah. I've cut down about 30%. Yeah,
what
yes.
In the world?
I like that Ray's doing a drum roll, even though we know I'm the winner. Yeah, Ray. And who is the winner?
Yeah,
Ray?
We don't know.
Of course, mine's the winner. And but it's not crazy above yours.
What is it?
What do you think it is?
Okay, fine. 5 hours.
Beating Amy by an entire hour at 5 hours and 36 minutes.
That's crazy.
Bobby.
Thank you. I'd like to thank a lot of people that got me here. I'd like to thank Jack Dorsey, who invented Twitter. Mm-hmm. I would like to thank Zuckerberg, who invented Instagram.
Cook.
I'd like to thank Al Gore for inventing the internet so I can just be on it. All the people who email me, I'd like to say a big thank you. I'd like to say thank you to the news. I read a lot of the news there. I'd like to say thank you to the creator of the text message. Like, without you, I just wouldn't communicate with a lot of folks. Lastly, I'd like to thank the creator of Alexander Graham Bell, because I don't use the crappin' phone. I have my phone up all the time, but I don't use it. But I'd like to say thank you.
How often do you charge your phone?
Once a day.
That's it?
Overnight,
that's it. That lasts the whole
the
day?
The new iPhone battery, I could go full Tom Hanks Wilson and not have to charge it and get off the island and be like, well, I still got 18%.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
I didn't get a little Castaway humor there.
That was funny.
Thank you.
Never seen it.
What?
Never seen it.
I've seen it. I didn't get it.
I can go full Tom Hanks with Wilson on and have to not charge my phone?
Dude, Wilson was a volleyball.
Yeah.
He didn't have to charge Wilson? I don't get it.
Okay.
Sorry, your humor is above us.
I don't think it is. Okay. that's it. Thank you, guys. We're done. Check it out. Check out the... you have a thing up today or no? Tuesday?
Yes. Today, there's a Q&A episode. So people email me. I answer their questions.
All right. Thank you. Check out 4 Things with Amy Brown. Here's today's show. Here, thank you. Okay, so we're jumping back in. We had shut off the post show. So we're back. And I have to reveal the draft. So I finished last. I'm out next week. I picked 2 country songs, and I didn't make it in the movie draft. So all you guys can suck it. Yeah, everybody didn't vote for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm last, and Morgan wins. So Morgan wins the songs from movie draft with You Got a Friend in Me. I've had the time of my life, and ain't no mountain high enough. But you went first, right?
Yeah, I did go first.
You almost have to nail it when you go first or wait till it comes back around. But Raymundo, you'll be first. I finished last, so I'm out the next one. But if Raymundo's going, I'm not even trying to win. I'm trying to wait right in the middle of the pack to get my first round pick. Because Amy and Eddie are always eliminated when it's their first round.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're back next week, Amy.
Steve-O, Scuba Steve, come on in here. Scuba Steve has something he wants to bring up. Because Eddie, I kind of screwed you.
What happened?
Last week. Steve's going to... Oh, you're not coming in? You there?
Oh, I'm right here. Yeah, there's no availability in that studio.
Go ahead.
So what happened is I noticed that, was it 2 weeks ago, we had a little draft issue. So Lunchbox unfortunately went on social media and was asking listeners to vote for him to win.
Not against the rules, by the way.
Not against the rules, which was not stated at that moment. And then Bobby and I talked earlier today about...
I told Eddie he couldn't post.
Yes, which I didn't know that, which is unfair to Eddie because Eddie never wins. And I heard that Eddie was
winning.
He was winning and he never wins the draft. And so when I found out that there was an unfair advantage towards Eddie of not being able to win the draft, and then also Lunchbox being the only one who went on social media asking for votes, and then he won because of that extra push, I feel like we should come to a compromise and flip a coin to see who is the official winner for that week's draft.
Eddie was punished by me. I did set a rule on Lunchbox did nothing wrong, but I did punish Eddie because he was winning.
Yes.
And so
it was close.
A rule put onto you limited you. So yes. I screwed you by going, hey, it's probably better not to post.
Okay.
Nobody did anything wrong. I just shut Eddie down. And I told Steve, I said, hey, I told Eddie not to post anything, even though he was winning, and then he lost. So Steve's like, well, why don't we just call it, and
I mean, we can both have a win. That's good.
Or we flip a coin.
No, this isn't soccer. We're not doing that kind of thing here. This is a real draft.
Two shots at once. So we're gonna flip a best of 5 coin.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
A best of 5.
But Lunchbox, I was for you at first until I found out about Eddie being told he couldn't also ask for votes. So sorry about that.
Yeah, no, I shut Eddie down by going, hey, don't post anything because this is not the time to post about the draft.
I mean, guys, you're talking, 10 votes split this? It was really close,
You were
right?
winning by 100.
Yeah, and then after Lunchbox hit social media, I mean,
nothing wrong. Lunchbox did nothing wrong.
I know, but it was a close race.
I did it wrong by telling you not to post.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for admitting that.
When I told Steve that, he was like, oh, I didn't know that you had shut Eddie down.
Yeah, because I was like, Lunchbox wins. Sorry, man, it is what it is.
So, Raymundo, do you want to flip the coin?
Let's coins go.
Right here. Oh, no, come on. Now you got to come in here and do it. We got to see it.
Oh, my goodness.
Best of five for last week's win. By the way, Morgan won this one. Congratulations. Oh. Who cares?
Wow, this is tough.
Right there on the stage. I was going to do it here so you can hear it. That's fine. It's good.
Will it land and stay there, though? Yeah, okay, so who wants to call it each time?
I'll call first.
Okay.
Lunchbox, I figure we rotate. First.
Okay, here we go. Lunchbox, call it before. Go ahead.
Tails.
He calls tails.
Heads.
Okay,
yeah.
Eddie won.
This is so...
Lunchbox
is
zero.
This is fun.
Eddie, you want to call it?
I'm ready. No, I'll call it.
Okay, go ahead.
Tails. Hit it.
Heads.
Oh, yeah. We're tied up. It's 1-1.
Go tails, Lunchbox.
Whoa, tails.
Oh, he called tails.
Oh, it fell to the ground.
Heads
it is.
Oh, man.
Three heads in a row. This is crazy.
Eddie, it's over to you.
All right, this is easy.
Hold on. Eddie, if you win this one,
this is easy.
You get your first draft
Come
point.
Come on.
Oh, he gets the win if he wins this
yes.
one. Oh, my goodness.
What'd you think?
Hey, Ray.
What do you think we're doing?
Don't say
here?
It immediately.
You get $1 million? What'd you think?
No, I forgot that it's out of five. I didn't realize you already won two. I'm sorry. I'm emotional right now because I had this win and I was celebrating my one step closer to that belt. I could feel the belt.
Ready. Eddie, you're calling
All
it.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
Tails.
It's up. Oh, come on.
It's gotta don't be look tails. At it. Ray, covered up.
It's got to be tails.
It is.
Heads.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh. There's a chance.
Well, come on. One
now,
more.
We're 50-50 right now.
You have to go tails, dude. It's a numbers game.
This is why we do it.
Come on. Give me another heads.
Vegas, baby.
This is Vegas.
Hey, Ray, don't flip it yet. Lunchbox, what are you feeling? What are
you
going to call
side
here?
Side action
10.
On this?
I got 10 on it.
You're betting extra
no,
money
yeah,
on it?
Out of here. Pot? No.
Come on.
I don't want to do side pot.
Let's make this
what
interesting.
What is this? No.
It's already interesting.
I'm out of my pocket.
Okay.
I mean, I found it in my pocket. I have no idea how long that's been there.
Lunchbox.
Oh, man. What am I feeling right now?
What heads or tails?
I don't know what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like this is unbelievable that it's hit heads four times in a row.
This doesn't happen.
But if I pick tails and it hits heads, I'm going to... Is that a double-sided coin?
Yes. We've found
there
a
is
double-sided
okay,
coin.
I just want to make sure.
Ray, this one, don't flip on the table. Right. Just flip and let it land and then cover it with your foot.
See, this is what I know. You can't change the dynamics. This is what's throwing me off.
Yeah, so go with tails.
Okay. You want me to go with tails?
You're going to go with tails. I
you're
know
absolutely
you
right. I'm going to go with tails. I'm going to play the numbers that, just like our coin flip. You're not going to flip five heads in a row. That is like a statistic.
Wait, has there been four heads in a row?
Yes.
Four heads in a row. This is what people say in Vegas, too. It's landing on red four times.
Yes, exactly. That's why you got to put your money on. Okay. So I'm going absolutely tails right here.
Lunchbox is going tails.
Because you the odds of you landing on five in a row, if you go into a math equation, and I'm pretty good at math, it's astronomical.
Okay, well, whatever.
Einstein.
One has nothing to do with the next, but okay. Ready, Raymundo.
Oh, Ray, come on.
Come on, Ray.
Flip it, Ray, and cover it up.
It's tails, Ray. I am calling tails. Right, there is no need to call it the air.
Here we go.
Tails never fails.
Cover it up, Ray.
I can't see it. He's laughing. It's
what do you got,
heads.
Ray?
It's freaking head.
You know what it is?
I Amy, do you know what it is?
I think I saw it. I don't
heads.
Know for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that's what I saw.
Ray, wait, hold on. What do you think you saw, Amy?
I think I saw a head.
Can I go look at it?
No.
I think I saw
Hey, hold on, hold on.
Let me react.
Hey, let Ray.
Mike D, go take a look.
Mike, you better.
Don't
touch it. Just look at it, Mike. How do you feel right now?
Stuck to your shoe.
He giggled.
Yeah. Raymundo, remove your foot and yell what it is.
Heads.
Oh! It went five heads in a row.
That's crazy. That's what happens in Vegas all the time. People are like, oh, come on. It's going to be black. There's five reds. Give me a break. Lose it all.
Wow.
Woo! I'll take the win, Bones. Thank you for correcting that. Thank you. It's very nice, and that was awesome.
I can't believe we went five heads in a row.
That was amazing.
Which
What's
makes
up?
The overall score now. I think Morgan has another one, though, right? Are you down the lead?
I think all three of us are tied.
Oh, really? Okay, six. Lunchbox, six. Morgan, six.
So close.
Bobby, six.
That was so
sweet. Amy, one. Eddie, one!
Thank you, dude.
The only person without a win, Raymundo.
Yep.
I cannot. That is is so disgusting.
All right. Crazy, right?
There we go.
I need to see that coin.
All right, now we'll get back to that. Here's today's podcast. Enjoy, guys.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, guys, welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Next hour, I'm going to go ahead and reveal it right now. Raymundo, our audio producer, he's getting married in October. He wrote a song for his fiance.
Okay.
Why do you laugh?
Well, I didn't know if this is real, but I saw him posting something on Instagram the other day, verse one, verse two, and I didn't know if it was really going somewhere, but I guess he was really writing a song.
Where do you plan to play this song, Raymundo?
The wedding. I was going to save it till the last second, but I thought maybe why not just throw it on the radio, see what people think of it, if it's enjoyable or if it's just corny.
But awesome. Would you sing it in the, please sing it in the wedding, like in the wedding. Yeah.
Well, and I want the groomsmen maybe to learn some of the lyrics and we all do it together.
We do backup? Okay, we'll come back. Will you play us or sing us some of it next hour?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have that to look forward to early next hour, okay?
Awesome.
I haven't heard it. Last night I went to bed going, can't wait to wake up tomorrow because I want to hear this song.
Yeah, based on what I've already seen, I think we're really going to enjoy it.
I haven't seen anything.
He just posted something in stories. I mean, it was quick. It was like verse one and verse two, but I can already tell by those verses. It's going to be good.
All I see in his stories are sunsets. He posts a sunset or three every day. And sometimes he talks to the sunset, Raymundo does. He's like, you know, sunset, you've been real good to me today. I'd just like to extend my hand. Weird. We'll get to that. Yesterday, I asked about Hawaiian shirts, and Eddie wore one in today.
Yeah, aloha.
Boy, yes. That is a really bold one.
This is real. This is from Hawaii.
From where?
Hawaii. Yeah, that's how the natives say it. But when I got married in Hawaii, I don't know.
But then he said Hawaii again.
He went back to
Hawaii. But then when I got married in Hawaii.
But yeah, I got that there. Dude, this is an authentic Hawaiian shirt. I've had this for so long. You guys are just talking about how cool Hawaiian shirts are now. I've been an OG Hawaiian shirt wearer.
Well, Hawaiian shirts are now in style again.
Yeah.
To guys. Mm-hmm. And I was just asking, do ladies like them? We got a few voicemails. Here's number one.
Hi, Bobby. Hawaiian shirts on men are pretty sexy, especially if they feel confident. Okay, bye.
You know, with Hawaiian shirts, most guys wear them to take people's eyes off of, like, the gut or the man boobs.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
You said it's hot, dude.
Do you do that at all?
No.
Okay. Here's Nikki.
No, those are disgusting. Unless you're, like, 60 and on a vacation in Florida and you wear socks with sandals. So no, I'm going to go with no. Oh, we don't like those.
All right, we're 1-1 right now.
I agree with her. Socks and sandals. Don't do that.
And then finally, here's Pat.
Question about Hawaiian shirts. The answer is a definite no. And I just had another question. I'm watching Circle, and I'm watching the Grand Ole Opry. And my husband actually saw something about sending a picture of your fish catch, and I caught a bass on Lake Travis, and I wonder if that was still going on, and if it is, I'd like to know where do I send it?
Okay, so no on the shirt, and then the thing we do with Bass Pro Shop, that's over. Every week we do another one.
Oh, got it.
But yeah, that one's over. Sorry, Pat, about that one. I'd love to see your fish, though. Tag me in that thing. But it looks like 66% of the voting says Hawaiian shirts are a no-go from the ladies.
Wow.
Amy?
I'm fine with them. So I'll say yeah.
Morgan?
No for me.
No. She even cries as she says it.
Oh, she did that about it.
Eddie just looks like a dad right now. It's just it's a little weird.
But he is a dad.
I am a dad.
I know, but
a
like
good-looking dad,
I would
right?
never date a guy with a Hawaiian shirt. That's what I'm saying. It's a dad shirt.
Everything you do, Morgan says it's a dad thing.
Because I'm a dad. Like everything, I try to be funny. She says, oh, dad joke. I'm like, it's just a joke.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So the question that I asked a couple shows ago was, couples that blank together stay together. I said laugh. Amy said watch TV before they go to bed.
So lame.
Eddie said pray. Lunchbox, what did you say?
I say shower together.
You did?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So couples that shower together stay together?
Yeah, because look, that means they're not hiding anything and it's your alone time and it can be kind of, you know, you're making sure they're clean and it's an enjoyable activity.
All right.
Interesting.
That's a Making sure they're clean. Like,
you're not hiding anything.
I don't know what happens in Lunchbox's house.
Okay. A search.
I didn't know you had a gun on you.
You got chocolate in there?
What are they hiding, dude?
Yeah, and where?
There's the car keys. I've been looking for 3 days for those. All right. So Lunchbox went out to the park to ask random people this question. So people are walking around. Basically, he harassed people who were trying to get their day of fresh air. But he asked them, couples that blank together stay together.
Communicate together?
What is it about the communicate?
I don't know, man. You gotta make sure that, even if they're different, you gotta make sure you're sharing your hopes and your dreams and your life together, you know?
Totally understand.
Just so you know that you got somebody there to support you.
All right, here's number two.
Drink together.
Why do you think drinking together is important?
It shows they're having a good time together.
So they got mowing his yard.
He's like, gotta go by.
Yeah, the mower.
Here's one more. Couples that blank together stay together.
Progress.
Growth is a good
grow together.
Okay, so, like, what do you mean?
As in, just move forward in life.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, strive, like, being better. You know what I mean? Like, the next step.
Got it.
Together.
Okay. How about you, my man?
Communication, working together, and encouragement. Encouragement.
Okay, what about encouragement?
You know, you gotta, so if they have goals that aren't necessarily yours, you can't, and if they're doing better than you, you want them always to be better than you, and then you want them to tell you to be better than them.
I'm just struck by all the things happening in the background.
Where are you?
It's like,
what is that?
What was happening that you walked up to?
They were two skateboarders, and they had a little music player, and they were just hanging out. They were standing around. They weren't skating at that point, and...
Did people think it was weird that you were coming up to them?
Yes.
In a time of social distancing?
I mean, I was 6 feet away. I kind of, hey, and I'd hold the phone out to record them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they kind of looked at me a little weird. Like, I stopped that one guy. The first guy, he was running. I waved at him and flagged him down.
He probably thought something was wrong, and the guy was like, hey, man, does your wife hide her car keys in her butt? Tell me about it. Oh, man. I was at the park running, and somebody was shooting a video. And so I said, hey, what's up? We started talking a little bit. And I found... that the most effective way to social distance hello is not elbows, because you get too close doing elbows. Think how people want to stay apart. You do daps because elbows are too close. If you're doing elbows to stay away from each other, then do daps because you're saving another foot and a half or so. Because she went for elbows and I was like, I'm not walking that close to you. So I dapped her elbow.
Nice.
Worked pretty well, but double dap.
You're not bowing like you said you
were. People are always weird about that.
Or
would.
Wave.
Okay.
Huh?
The wave's awkward.
The
don't
wave's
do that,
weird.
Amy.
If you walk into somebody, just wave real close.
I know. It's weird. Awkward.
Yeah, yeah. Lunchbox, nice work. So you shower with her to make sure she's clean and not hiding anything.
Huh. Try it.
All right. Kaylin, you hiding anything? Prove it. Get in the shower. I'm still in that weird place of not wanting to go out a whole lot to where there are a bunch of people, because I'm not sure if I have, you know, more risk because I don't have a spleen. I've had doctors tell me different things. Some doctors are like, hey, have at it, you're fine. Some are like, oh, you don't have a spleen? You probably shouldn't go out and be exposed just in case. So I'm in that weird spot where I'm going out a little, I guess. Like, I go to the gym, but I go and there's nobody there. I wipe everything down. But I don't go to restaurants yet. I walked into one Dick's Sporting Goods store, and I was in. I grabbed it. I was out. I'm just, you know, really conscious of my hands and where they are. Are you going out at all?
I haven't been to a restaurant yet, but my husband and I had something we needed to pick up at the mall, and it's something that we dropped off before coronavirus hit, so back in early March. And so it was ready, so we had to go pick it up, and we decided to go together, and we wore masks, and I didn't know what to expect, but it was very different, and it was not crowded, it was not packed, there wasn't a lot of people, so I felt safe. They have so many things implemented to where when you walk in the store, sort of like traffic should, but there's arrows like you stay to the right when you're walking in. Because on the left, people are going to be coming out. There's if you have to return an item, there's checkout counters for if you're buying something. And then way over there, it's for returns, because I'm sure if they're receiving items from a house, they need to make sure they're separate from other things. Yeah, I mean, not all the stores in the mall are open. I guess it's up to their discretion. So some of the gates are down and it was the middle of the day. So it just felt weird. I don't know.
Well, I think malls are kind of a thing of not the past quite yet, but you're going to see, and not even because of Corona, but just because of the ability to buy things online and have them sent to your house.
Right.
And returns being easier, mm-hmm. too, especially when it comes to clothes.
Right.
Like, that's a big part of why people are going to do more shopping from home, because I would never want to buy a pair of jeans and then get them and be like, I'm going to mail these back. But they are making it so much easier to send back.
Yeah, they give you a return label. Mm-hmm. There's no extra charge. You just put it back in the box and drop it off at a UPS store or something. But yeah, it made me think of that. Like, what? Because years ago, you were calling this on movie theaters, and I remember being in such denial. And I felt like when I was walking around, oh man, I do like the convenience of just being able to order. I wonder if this is just not that it's because of coronavirus, but this is speeding the process along.
Same thing with
the
movies.
Right.
Yeah. So. Do you feel safe when you're at the mall?
I did. I felt like everybody was super respectful when I walked into the store. So we were going into Nordstrom, and we walked in. They have someone working each entrance of the store that is like you're entering a bar where there's a head count.
Oh, they're clicking you in?
Yes.
Would they not let you in unless you came with the four girls?
Yeah, no dudes. Don't take dudes.
Right? Too many dudes. You can't let as many people.
So, yeah, but I mean, I'm sure just like everywhere else, they have to operate at a certain capacity. And
yeah,
I mean, it felt safe to me, but that was my first real outing.
When I go into the Grand Ole Opry, because I work there on Saturdays, is a skeleton crew. I don't really get close to anybody the whole time, but except for one guy who does my forehead temperature when I walk in.
Mm-hmm.
He goes boop.
Yeah.
And this last week, I think his gun was off because he goes boop. He looked down and he goes 32.
Oh, you're cold.
And now I was like, I don't think that's right. And he's like, I wonder if this thing's on Celsius. And he's like slapping it. He's like 32. How do I get the? And I was like, I'm good, man. He goes, you know, I trust you.
So, oh, wow. Okay. You.
So I went on in. But yeah, you know, they're doing temperature checks, but mostly pretty good. I went to an ice cream place here. About once a week, Caitlin and I will go get an ice cream cone. And we go and they have these feet where you stand and they're trying to keep everybody in line. And you just stay in line where the feet are every 6 feet apart. Except everybody was so packed in line, there were like three people in between each set of feet.
Oh, gosh.
Like you're on the feet, person, on the feet, person. We were like, dang, just too close for my comfort. I don't even know if I'm vulnerable. I don't think I am, but I just have had doctors go, hey, you don't have a spleen. You haven't had one that makes you, it'll be a little riskier if you get it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm pretty healthy, pretty invincible.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's. I haven't been to a mall. I don't plan on going to the mall.
Yeah. And again, we had to go pick something up. So we went. We were super careful. This a ring that my husband got me, and they were resizing it.
Claire's?
No.
Forever 21?
And Nordstrom. Bobby
Boneshell. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Eric Paslay is dropping a new EP called Heartbeat Higher on July 3rd. It will feature 4 new songs. He just dropped another new song off of it called On This Side of Heaven. McGraw is a fan of this one food in particular.
I crave stuff all the time. I love great cheeseburger. I mean, I'm a cheeseburger fanatic. But now it's more turkey burgers than a real cheeseburger every now and then.
Luke Combs shared his next single headed to country radio. It's Lovin' on You. But I'm in love. Morgan number 2, that's your skinny.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
So with protests happening all over the country right now, some Philly teens had a really good idea to kind of break the tension between police and protesters. They roll around a basketball hoop to protest so people can play basketball, maybe change the mood of everyone in there. And they didn't expect for this to happen, but the other day, cops started playing a friendly game with protesters. Cops versus protesters, and they had a fun game, and it was all great. And they never saw that coming.
I saw pictures of this in the story. I love it. I was thinking about if it were me, and let's say I were protesting, and me and my buddy were protesting together, and we had the same message. But we started playing one-on-one, and then we got in a fight because we were so competitive that only in basketball. That's what would happen.
I mean, you do fight with your teammates.
I do. I'm just like, come on. Well, but we'd be against each other on the court, you know? Right. Very competitive. All right, that's an awesome story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Attleboro, Massachusetts. A 52-year-old man was at home, had a few drinks. He's like, man, I really want to go see the monkeys at the zoo. Only problem is zoo's closed, but he still drove there at 7 p.m., broke in, looked at the monkeys, and left. He thought he got off scot-free. Next day, zoo employees are walking through the park. They found his wallet on the ground, reviewed the surveillance footage, busted, and went to his house and got him.
I guess that's better than him getting in there with the monkeys, which is where I thought this was going.
Yeah.
He just wanted to see the monkeys. Very, very interesting.
I thought for a minute, too, he wanted to see the monkeys, the band.
Davy Jones?
Yeah, he was like, I really got to go see him. All right, there you go. Don't drop your wallet when you're committing crimes. That's what we learned here.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Eddie got a little upset with me. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. Yeah, because you continue to lie to me. That's why.
Wait, I didn't lie to him.
No, he does lie to me, Amy.
About what?
About time.
Well,
do you remember, Amy, when like he would lie to us and say like, oh, the start time is 1 o'clock and we get there and it didn't start till like 2 because we're always late?
I don't. You did that to me?
It's been a long time.
If you did that to me, I wasn't aware. And
I haven't
now
had
I'm
to
aware,
do that to Amy in a long time.
Yeah, Bones, the last time I was late, dude, was like 3-4 years ago.
And why do you think that is? Honestly, what? Why do you think you're on time now? All the time.
You?
Okay, you're welcome. Now, continue on with the story.
Yeah.
Because I have some fault here, but go ahead.
Well, this is when we're going to go fishing. He's like, hey, we're going to get there at this time, all right? So meet us there. And it's a dock that's far away from my house.
It was like
house.
11 after the show.
Okay, it's far away. I got to go pick up my wife, make sure the babysitter's good, and then we're going to go to the dock. We get there, and I'm rushing because the babysitter's late. Oh, my gosh. And my wife's like, why are you driving so fast? I'm like, I cannot be late. We cannot be late to this. Mm-hmm. Like, we cannot. Bobby doesn't like it when we're late.
I'll leave him. Bo to leave.
He will. He said, we'll leave you. He said that in the text.
It's such an awesome friendship.
So
I know.
Then, Amy, so we get there, right? There isn't a soul in sight. And I text him like, where are you? He's like, it sounds like he's still in, oh man, I'm eating something. Like, what? What do you mean eating? We're supposed to be here at this time. He's like, oh no, I guess I gave you the wrong time. I'm like, dude, you do not have to do that anymore.
You know, I'm glad you brought this up because I do think we've graduated from me not doing that anymore. I apologize.
And then you know, and the lady that was babysitting, she's a nice lady, but she's late sometimes, and I snapped at her because I was like, I cannot be late.
Okay, but tell Amy why you shouldn't have snapped at her.
Because it was free, and she was doing it to be nice.
She was babysitting for free, and Eddie snapped at his babysitter.
Eddie.
Well, it can't be late, Amy. It can't be late.
This is what I'm going to say here.
You really? Hold on. What did you say? How did you snap at her?
Well, I just said, hey, what time did we tell you to be here?
You did?
Yeah.
And then what'd she say?
And she said, I know. I told you this time. I'm sorry. You know, like, but I'm just, you know, there's a lot going on. I had to take the dog out. He wouldn't go to the bathroom. And I'm like, okay.
Well, we both learned something here.
Wow.
Mostly me. I won't handle you like someone who's been late.
Thank you.
Okay, but I think you've graduated beyond that. I'm just going to tell you the real time from now on.
Thank you.
Do you at least understand, though, why I would do that?
Yes.
Okay. But I'm not doing that anymore. You have my word.
But, Amy, when I told him what I did to the babysitter, he said, kind of proud of you for that, because it is not nice to be late.
Even though it's free, she did say she'd be there.
It is true. Yeah. She's doing you a favor.
Yeah. Do you ever pay her?
No, I didn't pay her.
She watches 4 kids for free?
She's very nice.
You don't even tip her?
Mm-mm. Should I tip her?
Wait, I'm so confused. Very nice person?
She's a very nice person.
Amy wants her. Amy's like, wait. How do I get in touch with this very nice person?
She's a friend of the family. We met her through mutual friends, and she's just very nice. She wants to do it to help us.
Because obviously, because with foster kids too, so she's certified to do that?
Yes.
Well, that's a double handy. Mm-hmm.
But let's be on time, you know what I'm saying?
And Eddie, let's be on time, and you were. So
If I was that babysitter, I'd be like, fine. Find somebody you want to pay to get here. I'm trying to help you out. Watch your kids for you.
What do we both learn? I'll go first.
Yes.
I now am considering you normal. You're not late anymore.
Thank you.
I will treat you like a grown adult.
Thank you.
Now, what did you learn?
That I'm always on time now.
No.
And I will continue to be on time.
You had to learn about your babysitter.
I did.
To be kind.
And appreciative.
Be kind. And appreciate that she's doing it for free.
And everybody,
start being on time. Right?
It's frustrating, right?
It is, dude. Now that I'm on your side of it, like, it's frustrating.
I don't know. Is there like a gift card or like flowers or like a
in general or
that you could do for her, especially if she always does it for free? Like,
how about next time we ask and she's on time, I give her the gift card.
Boom. hold it above her head. If you're on time, you get the treat.
Right. If she's late, I just hold them. I was going to give you this, but not anymore.
Okay.
All right. We're all 12 years old.
I was reading that today is National Donald Duck Day. Do you know Donald Duck's catchphrase? I would assume that's not it, whatever it was you said there.
I was trying to see if it would come to me if I tried to sound like him, but it's not coming to me.
Here's Donald Duck's catchphrase. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. So what I'll do is I'll give you the cartoon catchphrase. Tell me which cartoon character said it.
Okay.
I'll say it. You guys write your answers down.
Okay.
Here we go. Number one, who said yabba dabba doo? Who said yabba dabba doo?
And?
Amy?
Fred Flintstone?
Lunchbox?
Fred Flintstone.
Eddie?
Fred Flintstone.
That's correct.
Yabba dabba doo!
All right, who said to infinity and beyond? What cartoon character said to infinity and beyond? Amy?
Buzz Lightyear?
Correct. Lunchbox?
Buzz Lightyear.
Yep. Eddie?
That's Buzz Lightyear, Bones.
To infinity and beyond.
Good. Everybody's still rolling here. How about that's all, folks? That's all, folks. Amy's in.
I'm in.
Eddie's in. Lunchbox is writing something down.
That's all,
folks. That's all, folks. I'm really trying to sell it.
Uh-huh. No, I can picture the little thing.
Little thing.
All right.
Who said that's all, folks? Lunchbox, you can go first.
Sylvester the cat.
Amy?
Bugs Bunny?
You're both wrong.
What?
I mean,
Eddie, if you get this, you win. Wow.
Ooh,
if you don't, we go to the next question.
Is it Porky Pig?
It's Porky Pig.
Yeah!
There you go.
That's all, folks.
You know, we're going to do a points-based this game. Everybody's still in.
Okay, yeah! Good. All right.
How about this? I'm smarter than the average bear. What cartoon character said, smarter than the average bear?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Amy.
Yogi the Bear.
Lunchbox.
Yogi Bear.
Eddie.
Yogi. Yogi Bear.
Yeah, you all get it. Yogi the Bear. She gets that, right? Yogi the Bear. Okay.
Sorry.
All right, who said this? I have the power.
Wow.
What cartoon said, I have the power? Everybody in?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Amy?
Power Rangers?
No. Lunchbox?
I remind a lot of people of this guy, He-Man.
Eddie?
He-Man.
He-Man is right.
Yeah.
All right, who said this? Excellent. Excellent. Cartoon catchphrases. You said excellent.
You're saying it weird.
Yeah, what?
Excellent. Am I saying it weird?
No, I think you got it right. I think you said it right perfectly.
Excellent. Amy?
You sound scary, but is it Cat in the Hat?
What?
Cat in the Hat?
Because eggs.
You've been drinky-drinky this morning? Lunchbox?
Mr. Burns.
Yeah, Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. Mr. Burns. Eddie?
Oh.
Mr. Burns.
Here.
I know.
Excellent.
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 Oh, okay.
All right, let's do one more. That's all I can stands. I can't stands no more.
What?
What? That might be the first time I've heard that.
Do that again.
It's hard to do the impression, right? Because I haven't heard it in years. Here we go. That's all I can stands. I can't stands no more.
Oh, I got nothing.
Let's see. I stands.
That's all I can stands? How's the impression?
I have no idea.
Not good, Mike?
I had to look at Mike. All right, Amy?
Okay. Roadrunner.
Meep, meep. That's Roadrunner.
That's all he says, Amy.
Roadrunner doesn't even dog.
Meep, meep.
Lunchbox?
Yeah, this has to be Barney.
No. Eddie?
I have Ren from Ren and Stimpy.
Okay, we're not going to say who does play it.
I'm All I can stands. I can't stands no more.
It's the guy with the gun. What's his name,
Yosemite?
Though?
Yosemite?
No. It's no guy with a gun. It's Popeye.
Ah, it's Popeye.
Oh. Eddie, you are a winner. Congratulations.
Come on.
There he is. Yeah. Hit it.
Woo. I do know my cartoons.
Yeah, you're pretty good on that one. Would you have known this one?
Wah, 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 wah. Yes, that is the Charlie Brown teacher.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Here's that one.
That's
pretty
such
good.
A good one.
Thank you, there he is. There he is. Our audio producer Raymundo is getting married in October, and he wanted to do something special for his fiance. So you decided to write her a song?
Yeah, isn't that what all country music people do?
But you're not a musician or a songwriter.
I can fake like I am for a little bit.
So what's your idea with this song? Do you want to sing it to her before the wedding? During the actual wedding?
I wanted to keep it secret up until the last second, but then I thought, let's make her familiar with it, and then I can put it on the radio before. And then she'll kind of know it's coming. Instead of in the moment, she's going to be so worked up and be like, what was that lyric? Wait, what did that say? I think it'll mean a lot more if she's familiar with the lines.
Well, and if it becomes a big hit, then everybody in the church can sing it too while it's happening.
Which probably won't happen. This is really just a song for me and her.
So what inspired you to write her a song of all things you could do for her?
Kind of a present for the wedding. I didn't know what else to do.
And do you, kind of walk me through what you envision as far as you performing this for her?
I was wanting to, the groomsmen, you, Eddie, Lunch, he's not very musical, but I felt like for the most part we're decently musical. Eric Dodd, that you guys could learn this song. It's very basic, and then we could sing it to her at the wedding.
And so you wrote all the lyrics?
Yeah, I worked on it with Eric Dodd and then our buddy Bruce Willis.
You know Bruce Willis?
What?
Wow.
It's our other guy that writes with us.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Okay.
Okay, so are you going to sing it to us now or just read the lyrics?
Yeah, I'll sing it to you guys.
Oh, all right. Here is Raymundo.
There'll be some background stuff. Eric will be in the background singing.
Okay, here we go.
Had a very tender beginning. Told my buddy Billy, man, are you kidding? You need long blonde hair and your sweetheart smile. Started hanging out after a while. I kind of got used to seeing your face. Even borrowed your keys to do laundry at your place. There were those concert nights, encore days. Wrote a song cause I love you, wiped those tears away. Look at you shining underneath the Nashville sunset. Here I am dreaming about all the years we ain't lived yet. So baby, let's celebrate this special day like you taught me to love a birthday. And let's live our lives away.
Is there a second verse?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Place downtown. Paradise Park. News came in. Life got hard. Stage 3 diagnosis. Hair's all gone. We shed a few tears, but not for long. Cause you were so savage, like Megan Thee Stallion. You never lost hope, never lost passion. And I was riding shoddy on your bandwagon. Crazy as it is, all this is happening. Look at you shining underneath the Nashville sunset. And here I am dreaming about all the years we ain't lived yet. So baby, let's celebrate this special day like you taught me to love a birthday. Let's live our lives away.
Is there more?
Yeah.
Took me 6 years to get on one knee. And made my life. You said yes to me. Cause you're my everything.
Everything.
That meant everything.
Everything.
Look at you shining underneath the Nashville sunset. And here I am dreaming about all the years we ain't lived yet. Baby, let's celebrate this special day like you taught me to love a birthday. Let's live our lives, live our lives, live our lives away.
Ooh, 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 Hey, pretty good, man.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Wow. So here, are you planning to sing even the singing parts?
Yeah.
Because you, no, I ask two things I would say. On, I love it.
All right.
And there's some obviously some really corny stuff in there that's funny, but there's also some stuff that you really mean, like that's really cool and like from your life. I love it. I love that you sat down and spent time more vulnerable with your friends to write that and told
them. We spent some time though.
Right. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. So let me say that I think it's a great idea. It's going to be hard for you to sing that singing part because it's so high.
So do I just need to have Eric Dodd sing it? I just kind of hang back a little bit because I don't want to ruin the whole song. I'm not a singer.
I would say you don't do it in the wedding. Maybe you do it at the reception.
Okay, cool.
Because it's going to be funny.
That'll kill the wedding if I just get up there and
start
singing.
I think it'll just be, right, Amy?
Yeah, I think the vibe, it's so great. It's, yeah, it is funny.
If that
funny.
Was your thing at singing, I think it'd be fine for the wedding.
But it's not.
Right. And also, you can do the, you know, we just met a couple years ago. All I did was go, you know, you can do that okay.
Okay. Leave the singing to Eric Dodd, the pro.
And you guys could do it, or we all could do it, the singing part and the reception, but you do the rapping part.
And with enough good singers, you won't even know that I'm part, you know.
True. We could do a group vocal of
that
singing part.
Yeah!
Well, I can do that.
Not in the wedding, though. I would say reception. And I would also not do the third verse. I would do just a little bridge into the chorus again.
Okay.
You know what that means?
And I'll do an asterisk here. Yeah, a bridge is, you don't do that third verse. It's just a little something. It's boom, like, right back into the chorus.
Yeah, nice. Good. That's what I would suggest you do. I think it's great. I love that you put the effort and the heart into it.
And then I had a line for us talking about our 23 frozen eggs, but I guess we left that out.
But why don't you put that in the bridge? So after the second, woo, and a 23 frozen eggs. So put the laugh away. That's it. Okay. Back into the chorus.
All right, gotcha.
I love it, though. I say A+ for effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah!
If you need us to learn, we get the whole thing together. All the guys will gather up, and we'll sing the big part, and you do the rapping part.
I feel like we can pull it off, boys.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. There. Wow. Look at that. That's pretty cool, huh?
No, it's actually amazing. Special.
We were laughing special, because it's funny, and you're trying to rap along, and you can't get any of the words right. But other than that, it was special. Wow. Look
totally.
At you. They opened up Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, and first day, a guest won $670,000.
Wow.
According to a release sent out by Caesars Entertainment Group, the guest, who did not wish to be identified, was playing poker. The game Let It Ride and hit the progressive jackpot for $670,000. I just wonder if I would want my name in that. I guess I'm a public figure, so I'd probably be fine with it if I won. But sometimes I'll drive down the highway and they have these people that win like $13,000 and it's like, Ruth won $13,000 and she's up on a billboard holding a little check.
Wait, so why wouldn't you want your name? Just so people wouldn't
bother you for the money?
All right. The family members.
Like, hey, Ruth, let me get some of people be asking for all kinds of loans.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine when you win the lottery, that's a big part of it is people coming to you begging.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's that show. What was that show? I won the lottery and I hate my life.
It ruined my life or something?
Yes.
Because if you don't give it to them, it's probably going to kill relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And do you really want to give it to everybody, even if you know they don't need it? But anyway, I saw that. I thought about you, Raymundo, because your bachelor party's in Vegas.
Yeah, somebody's going to win big. Out of 10 guys, the odds of one of us coming
that's
home.
That's not true.
Okay.
The odds of one of you 10? You know you got to bet big to win big.
True.
And to bet big, you're probably going to lose big.
That's what I'm saying. Not every person is going to get cleaned out. Somebody's going to come home very happy. I'm just telling you, I'm predicting that.
But you guys don't win as a group.
But the odds, 10%.
Tell me about odds, because the odds are you're going to lose. Those things don't get built by good odds for you.
That's the thing. You spread it out. One guy plays blackjack. Another plays craps.
But you're not sharing money with each other is my point.
Maybe we pull it all together.
Oh, my goodness.
This is how you take down Vegas when you're smart.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like Ocean's 13 is Ray's bachelor party.
No oceans for them. They're like Pond 11.
Yeah.
No ocean. Okay, well, you guys are still going, right? Into July.
Yeah. Into June.
Oh, this month, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
What day?
The 25th, Thursday, wow. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
June 25th.
Oh, okay.
That's 2 weeks and 3 days away.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just have to figure out how we're going to quarantine you guys once you get back.
Yeah, my quarantine's already set up right here. Scuba Steve can go in another room and Abby will do phones and maybe the kitchen or something.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So an extremely realistic looking fake email is being sent around claiming that there's a problem with your Netflix and your subscription has been canceled. Mike D actually got one of these emails.
I got one of those.
Okay, well, it's a scam.
So I clicked it and I gave him all my social security and my bank account.
Yeah, bad idea. The email claims that something went wrong and that your payment was unable to be processed.
Yeah.
Then it goes on to say, unfortunately, Netflix subscription has been canceled. So the big warning is do not click on the reactivation link.
Because when you do, I bet you put in your information and they got you.
It's a total scam. So
There's so many scams. I'm looking at the one Mike D got in his email right now. Your subscription has been canceled. On Sunday, June 7th, 2020. Hi, customer. I mean, it looks like a legitimate Netflix email.
And there's
they even use a graphic.
Oh, the Netflix
graphic?
Yeah. You can click the thing that says restart membership. Like, don't click on that.
You know, I was reading another thing about how people are getting their stimulus checks still taken because, or even their unemployment benefits. So what's happening is crooks are finding out through not just hacking, but through your Facebook and sharing the schools that you went to and all these little tricks to get your public information out there. And they find it. It doesn't take that much. They log in and they get your check sent to them and they steal your money.
Dang.
That's why these whole, okay, list the 10 schools that you probably went to and list all your middle names. Don't do that stuff because people are actually making those things so people will reveal things about them for their security questions.
Yep.
All right, what else?
Well, a survey asked 2,000 people, if you won the lottery, would you give your significant other half?
Don't you have to if you're married to them?
I don't think so. I don't know. Good question. I guess it's if you get a divorce, then you have to split things 50-50. But you don't. If I won the lottery, I don't think that law says I have to be like, okay, husband, you get half. Lunchbox and his wife, they don't share a checking account. She doesn't have to give him half of what she makes.
But if you didn't stay married, you'd have to give it half.
I know, but I'm talking about just you're in your relationship.
Okay,
how would you divvy it up?
I'm not married. Okay,
but you have a girlfriend, Caitlin. Yep. If you win the lottery, are you going to give Caitlin half?
No.
See?
But we're going to share it. Yeah. We're not going to split it and write it in a contract. Okay, you get this. No, but we'll share it, sure.
I know, but like if I'm married and I've been married for 14 years. Like if I win, let's say I win $1 million. Should my husband be able to go buy whatever he wants and get half of it?
Yeah.
You disagree with me?
Well, I don't know. I feel like I have control over how it's going to be spent. Like I can be like, well, I want to go buy this. And then you go buy yourself something nice. And then I'm going to
like
go
a little
buy this.
Something or something. Because there's a difference. What do most people say?
In all honesty, in my relationship, what's mine is yours. So he could do whatever. But... 1 in 6 people say they would quickly end the relationship to keep all the money for themselves. And
1 in 6 would do that?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know. And then some people who want to stay in their relationship, a quarter of them just say, I want to stay in this relationship, but it's not a 50-50 split.
I would just say, hey, I want a bunch of money. Let's go do something. I'm not married. If I was married and I won the money, it would be our money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you'd put it away. To be responsible.
Well, yes, I'd be responsible. 80% of it would get put away, but for sure I'd buy something because I deserve a little treat because I just did something that was pretty cool.
Yeah, you won the lottery.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what else?
Okay, I did not know about this, and maybe you did, but Forrest Fenn, this old man, like hid a treasure inside the Rocky Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So he did this 10 years ago, and he wrote in a book, an autobiography, The Thrill of the Chase, a 24-line poem told you the treasure's whereabouts. Some people quit their jobs and invested all their savings to go on this treasure hunt. 4 people died searching for it. So it had not been found for 10 years.
They weren't even sure it was real.
Yeah, but this last weekend, I guess maybe on Sunday or something.
Yeah, they found it.
A man found it. And the guy that found it, his name, he doesn't want it mentioned, but it says he's from back east. And he sent a photograph confirming that he found this
awesome.
This treasure, and in there's supposedly gold coins, jewelry, other valuable items that add up to $1 million.
Can you imagine the guy? I wonder if he was even looking for it. To stumble on this when everyone else has been looking for it their whole life would be pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The old man, Forrest Fenn, he's 89 now. He said that he's halfway glad that someone found it, but kind of sad because the chase is over.
Well, if I found this $1 million, I would split it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd give me a little something.
Yeah, but then
I'd put the rest away, but I would split it. Do you know if the guy that found it was searching for it or if he just stumbled across it?
I I don't know.
Does
it
anyone know?
Say, but
no,
I would
it doesn't say that.
Oh, it does. Because I read the story too and I didn't see it. Okay. All right. There you go. Thank you, Amy.
All right. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A teenager in Iowa by the name of Calvin has been taking classes because he wanted to learn how to scuba dive. He finally gets certified. He's going out for his first solo dive, and he goes with another guy from the class who's also certified. They go in the water. 5 minutes in, the guy Calvin is with starts seizing up.
Oh, no.
And Calvin's like, oh, my gosh, what do I do? It's my first solo dive. He gets the guy, brings him back to the shore, remained calm, saved his life.
Wow. First dive, first solo, he has to save somebody's life. Holy crap. Woo. Good for him. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's go over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do cats wear to bed?
What do cats wear to bed?
Pajamas.
Pajamas.
That was the Morning Corny.
Caitlin was up here last week. We were doing the show. And she had my dog up here, and she was like, we're doing a podcast. I just had the microphone yes. and my dog up.
That was good. I laughed out loud. I saw that.
Oh, let me say this, too. I had mentioned on the show that I was going to try to go out a few times and have a walk with my girlfriend to see if it actually helped. It wasn't so much. I wasn't doing it as a bit. It was inside of a segment where I mentioned, I'm going to do this and see if it helps. I posted a picture of Caitlin and I on a walk. Some listeners were like, this is only a bit, yelling at her. It wasn't only a bit. I was doing it inside of a segment to see if it was good for us. And also, you guys don't have to tattle on me all the time. Please. It's just me. I'm just a boy. I'm just a boy that bleeds red like you. I'm just trying to live my life. Stop tattling on me. All right. Or then I can't share stuff with you because she doesn't listen to the show, really.
Yeah.
Maybe a half of a show once a week. And that's only if someone goes, did you hear what Bobby said? Otherwise, she's like, I hear the show for the other 20 hours, you know,
right.
of our lives.
She lives with the yeah. show.
I've been running a little bit. Thing is, I hate running. So I downloaded this app called, this is not a commercial, by the way, because I don't fully endorse this app yet, meaning I don't even know if I like it all the way. But it's called 21K. Apparently, that's half marathon. So I was like, if I'm going to run, because I ride the bike, I go to the gym twice a week now, trying to get acclimated, going back to the gym. And then I'll go out and I'll run, and it tells me how much to run on each day. What I do that's really annoying is I got off the course yesterday, and I went in and I was like, whoa, ran 17 miles. Have I told you guys that I always add up all my runs together and tell Caitlin that's how much
no.
I ran? And she's like, you didn't run 17 miles today.
That's funny.
And I'm like, well, but over the last week I did. So I've been running. I get so bored. I'll run for about 25 minutes. And just be like, oh, this stinks. And I'll look at the time, and I'm only about 3 minutes in.
Mm.
That's what it feels like. Like, it's just miserable. And I'm trying to listen to music, trying to listen to podcasts. So, but I'm up to running 48 minutes at a time now.
Wow.
So I'm doing about 4.5 miles or so.
That's good.
And I'm not running in my neighborhood anymore. I've almost got hit by a couple cars.
So where are you going?
Well, there's a park near my house, and there's a running trail around that. So I'm running that. And so, because Caitlin's so competitive, she's like, I think I'm going to start running too. She's a far better runner than I am, which is so annoying. So she's out running, but she comes back yesterday, and she goes, hey, some guy was following me on the run. I was like, what do you mean? She goes, well, I'm running, and she had earbuds in, and she was running on the road near my house. And she was like, I didn't really notice a car at first because I had headphones, earbuds in. And I look back and there's a car and this guy pulls up beside me and goes, hey, I like what I'm seeing. And she thought it was a joke for a second. She thought it was like somebody, one of us. And she was like, huh?
Ew.
And then she realized it wasn't a joke. So she's like, okay. And so she just kind of runs away. Like takes it. And then she looks back and the guy's behind her again.
What?
Yeah. And so she like peels off again. And then the guy has turned around and is coming back toward her front way. He's going slow.
Oh my goodness.
And she was like, that's it. I can't run on the streets anymore.
That's
isn't that scary?
Scary. What?
It was like in the middle of the day. It wasn't at night or anything.
I know, but does she remember his car and everything?
I don't think so. I don't even think she was super freaked out by it until it was over. And I was like, that is super creepy for someone to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, very. Like, I don't like that at all. I almost want to know the make of the model. And I wonder if she should just report it. Not that anything was done to her, but just put that car on the radar because... That just reminds me of like when you hear stories of like someone being creepy and it's like they're a total creepster,
yeah.
But then they do slightly creepy things to see what they can get away with.
they just slowly amplify till they hit their mark.
Yeah, or they already have done. Yeah, like I don't know. That's
well, that happened to her, and I was like, oh man, you should just go only go run at the park now. Mm-hmm. And then also, I'm like, man, I wish somebody thought I was hot enough to be creepy. Yeah.
God, everything.
Like, nobody ever does that for me.
Everything doesn't have to be a competition.
I know, but kind of. But now my thing is, as soon as I'm done with work or on the weekend, I go run immediately because I hate it so much, and I know I'm gonna do it. And if you're not looking forward to doing something and you have to do it, my advice is just do it. Because you're going to hate it regardless of whenever you're doing it. And at least you don't have to dread it the rest of the day.
Get it over with.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. But I'm running. I don't know if I'll ever reach a half marathon. But I'm running with the app. I have a run of, what do I have today? A 45-minute run today. And then it starts breaking it into intervals. Mm. So we'll see how that goes. I'm going to probably hurt. I got some great running shoes, though. That's what I like about it. I got some really cool running shoes with pink on the bottom. I would love to get a Bobby Bone Show softball team in like fall, if possible, if they would play like on Tuesday or Wednesday night, because we're pretty stacked as far as some good players, like even girls. Like Caitlin's a great ball player. We have another
even girls.
Well, that's the hardest part is finding girls who want to play.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I played ball back in the day, and nobody has called me. Not a one person. This is the first I'm hearing of this stacked team that you have.
Yeah, but anyway, it's hard to find girls that want to play, right? Uh-huh. And so, but we have girls, and then we have some, like, baller guys. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be fun to start a softball team.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about it?
Sounds fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you want to play?
I guess I could be available.
What do you mean?
Then I don't have to play.
Okay, cool.
I know that if you wanted me to play, you would have invited
like
me already.
Morgan?
So it doesn't matter. Exactly. You already, yeah, you would have already asked me.
We haven't so put the asks out for the team.
Okay, but you're, what were you going to say, like, Morgan what?
Morgan is, a superb athlete.
Did you play? Did you play in high school or something?
Yeah, no, I played competitive softball.
Boom.
Yeah,
same.
When was the last time you played?
Amy.
Eighth grade was when I stopped.
Eighth grade. That was PE class.
No, I was on the Red Sox. I was on the Mets.
Yeah.
Those were my main two teams, Boston Red Sox, New York Mets.
What position
did you play? I played all of them.
All of them.
Every position?
Okay. I bet I could get one of my former coaches on.
Please. Hey, Scuba Steve, okay. Can we get one of Amy's former coaches on from eighth grade?
Or my former teammates. I know I can track some down. They used to play at the ballpark. Manchak, Optimus, shout out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so we went out, and I had just mentioned to Eddie, hey, we should get a softball team. We really hadn't moved forward at all. Except
it was just a thought, Amy.
Like, is Brandon Ray's really good?
Yeah.
Like, so...
We one time out. In Slidell, Louisiana, at a softball tournament, I hit the
home run?
No.
The home plate?
The game-winning hit.
That was sitting there?
I will never forget. My dad drove me all the way to Slidell to play in this tournament, and I was, well, for one, I was super special because my dad took time off of work to take me, so I think I carry that memory with me. But also, I didn't play, like, almost the whole game, and then I got...
Why not? Why didn't I put you in the game?
I got put into
You're tired,
bat.
Amy?
I got put into bat, finally. And I hit it, and I don't know what they were expecting, but it was a really big deal that it went over and nobody... And we won. They gave me the ball. I got to keep the ball.
Really? Well,
cool.
I'll never
obviously, if we had a team, you could be a part of it.
That was just me showing you that I played in tournaments out of state.
Okay. You just said to us you never got in the game, and then when you got in, you did a hand motion as to what you did.
game.
Well, anyway, I don't know where we're going. We're thinking about putting a softball team together.
I know where you're going. You have a stacked team, and I'm just not learning about it, but just know I'm here to be put in if you need me.
Love
just
it.
Just like Slidell, back in the day.
Love it. I left my bat with Eddie. Mm-hmm. We played, but I guess I just kind of left it. I didn't leave it. I gave it to you guys.
Yeah, you just said just keep it.
And we'll need it again.
But what's weird, though, is that I always play baseball with my kids in the backyard, and now they're always like, no, don't grab that one. That's Bobby's bat. I'm like, I don't understand. Why not? That's what he gave it to us for. He's like, no, that's Bobby's bat. He may come back later and want it, so let's not mess with that. I was like, dude, we have autographed footballs from, like, Tennessee Titans people, autographed baseball, but Cole Hamels, the Cubs, and they always want to play with those balls. Your bat, it's untouchable, dude. It's like some relic. They're like, don't mess with that one.
They saw me stroke it a little bit.
Interesting.
Yeah. Amy's still mad about not
I'm
being.
Not mad.
There's no team.
No, there's a team. It's fine.
There isn't a team.
I know I'm not considered an athlete. It's fine. I played every sport growing up, but nobody categorized
me. Morgan, had we ever talked to you about a team?
No, I've mentioned to the guys that I've wanted to play on one, so that might have been why Eddie even thought of me in the first place, but we've never, like, discussed
it. Caitlin brought it up to me and was like, hey, we should get a team together.
It was just a thought, Amy.
What position would you want to play?
I'm joking.
Catcher?
I have played catcher.
But what?
I have played second base. I've played right field, left field, center field.
Oh, yeah, all the positions. All right, all the positions. Okay, I'll tell you what, we'll put you under the test.
I'm pretty sure I have a scar on my shin from one time when a line drive nailed me in the leg.
You didn't catch it?
No. You didn't see the ball coming?
Or were you sitting on the dugout? Okay.
I mean, whatever. It's fine.
We'll go out to the ball field.
You know what else I was? I was a cheerleader. I can come cheer you guys on. See,
love
I did it,
it now
all.
Now we're in. Now we're settled. Did you see the letter Joe Exotic sent from prison?
No.
Well, TMZ had it up. Quote, my soul is dead. He's struggling to keep hope alive. He says it's miserable behind bars. Well, that part of it, I mean, it shouldn't be the playscape at McDonald's, right? It
right.
Like, so far, it should kind of suck behind bars. He's being tormented by people sending him info about his husband, who's living it up and partying with other folks. Now, didn't Dylan, his husband, tell us that it's cool that Joe was like, hey, go live your life?
Yeah.
I don't remember what he said, but yeah.
And he says he's not getting treatment for his meds, his health conditions. He makes a dark prediction, I'll be dead in 2 to 3 months.
Oh, that's tragic.
He's asking for help from Kim Kardashian, Cardi B, and Donald Trump. So far, he's not got a response. He's a dramatic guy anyway, but he wrote a letter. It's got to be just torture to have your quick pop of fame and not be able to experience any of it because you're in jail.
Right, because that's what he's always wanted.
He just wants it so bad, and he gets it, and he's in jail, and he hasn't really, except people telling him, he has no idea.
And do some of his prison mates, have they watched the show? Like, can they watch Netflix in prison? It's a real question.
I don't know. I would say for the most part, no. But I don't know because, again, I have a first cousin who has a cell phone in jail, and he calls all the time.
Yeah.
Not me. I don't talk to him. So these are singers who didn't actually sing in the movies. For example, did you know Jennifer Lopez didn't sing in Selena?
Really?
Right, Mike?
Yeah, they used Selena's actual vocals for that.
Wow. And she's a singer, too. That's crazy.
Yeah. Mike D did a whole podcast on singers who actually sing in their movies and some who don't. Who else didn't sing in their movies?
Rami Malek, who did Bohemian Rhapsody. They ended up using a different guy. The guy who came in here. Yeah,
we've had in the studio. That's awesome. He didn't sing. And then who else?
And then Ray, played by Jamie Foxx, he didn't sing.
He didn't sing?
No. He learned how to play piano, but he wanted to use Ray Charles' actual studio recordings, and they used his vocals.
Also, in two of those, they used the old artists.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I don't feel like I'm being gypped then.
Mm-mm. It's really Ray Charles. Yeah.
Like on Queen, I still feel a little gypped that Rami Malek wasn't singing that. Who are your favorite three artists who did sing? It's kind of weird.
Probably Joaquin Phoenix. He did Walk the Line.
Awesome. So he sang as Johnny Cash.
Yeah, and he actually had to like change the way he sang. Like he was singing a lot higher, so they had to like tone it down a bit.
Did Reese Witherspoon sing in that movie?
Yeah, they both did.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's pretty cool. That's awesome. They sang all the songs.
Yep.
All right, who else?
Bradley Cooper in A Star Is Born. He learned how to sing for that.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga, what if she did it?
She had someone else sing her part.
Yeah, she was the one who wanted to make them do like all the live stuff, like not recorded. They did it live.
What do you mean?
When they actually sing in the movie, that was them doing it live. It wasn't a recording.
So when they actually sing as they're shooting the movie, it's them on set singing right there?
Yeah, they even shot stuff at like Coachella and that was all live. That's what they used.
Really?
Yeah.
I always think when that's happening, even if it is a singer, they've done it in the studio and then dubbed it back too. Who else?
And then Taron Egerton, who did Rocket Man. He did all the Elton John songs.
Wasn't that originally going to be Justin Timberlake playing that part?
Yeah, that's what he wanted. They did it. They were talking about it doing like 10 years ago, and it was going to be Justin Timberlake.
And so, but the other guys, I don't know that Taron Egerton guy, and I didn't watch Rocket Man.
It was okay.
Yeah?
You may like it. I mean, you're a bigger Elton John fan than I probably am, but it was okay.
I saw Elton John play a charity event a couple years ago, and it's fantastic because you know every song, but his normal Rocket Man would be like, Rocket Man! He had the key, Rocket Man, because he can't hit it that high anymore.
Mm, yeah.
Ray, you know who I was with? Maybe think of you this past weekend was, I saw Steve Warner, and I was talking to Steve Warner, and you remember we did the songs that give you chills draft, and you drafted Holes in the Floor of Heaven?
Yeah.
Right? You remember that?
That might have been a long time ago, but
well, it was, but he was singing that song. He didn't have to move his key. It's crazy because Steve Warner still sings.
Oh, that's high too.
Yeah, yeah. You don't remember that, Ray? We did the song to give you chills?
I thought you were going
to
do a draft about a week ago.
He'd be like, because there are highs in the floor of heaven. You're like, dang. Went and sat around the front row and talked to him. Really nice guy. All right, Mike, check out Mike's podcast. That's what it's about, huh?
Yep.
People that sing in movies and people that don't.
Yeah.
I wonder if I would sing in my movie.
Oh, you'd have to. You're a singer, dude.
But I'm playing Clay Aiken in his part.
All right. He could sing his own.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A high school senior with cerebral palsy surprised his classmates by walking across the stage at graduation despite being confined to a wheelchair for his entire life. Hunter Wittrock decided that when he received his diploma at King Fisher High School in Oklahoma, he was walking to get it, and he worked hard for almost a year to make it happen. To reach his goal, the 19-year-old went through extensive physical therapy. He trained with two therapists a week to build muscle in his legs. He started learning to stand for long periods of time, worked up to walking a few feet at a time, eventually mastering the 150-foot walk on the graduation stage. Hunter kept his plan secret, but he almost didn't get to have it because initially his graduation was canceled because of coronavirus. But at the last minute, just a day before the event was supposed to happen, the governor said, all right, we're going to relax some restrictions. We'll do a social distancing plan. And it was back on. When he took the stage and started walking, his dad said the crowd went crazy and then silent as people wiped tears away. He said it was a wonderful, surreal moment and that he was ecstatic. That's an awesome story. So big shout out to Hunter Wittrock for listening and congratulations on graduating and for inspiring a whole lot of people. That's awesome, man. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm going to play you the easy listening version of a country song.
Nice.
You know, like elevator music or dentist music. All you have to do is name the song. For example, this is Jake Owen, Barefoot Blue Jean Night, but easy listening.
Now slow down. We were living in a line in the middle of a rock show.
Yeah. Oh. So that's easy listening. Like, yeah. If you were hearing that song in the dentist chair, that's the version you would hear. Although I do like it, I gotta say, because I went to the dentist a few months ago, and they were like, hey, pick the station you want. Like, pick your iHeartRadio channel. And you just pick a channel, and the music plays. So you get to pick your own. Although, what if you could, like, gangster rap with all F-words?
All the moms with kids, like, oh, my God.
Well, you go to headphones.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Name the easy listening country song. Here we go. How you guys feel about that?
Oh, great.
Amy, you have it?
In.
Eddie in?
I'm in, man.
All right, 5 seconds.
Uh-oh.
There you go. Lunchbox?
I got a Sam Hunt House Party.
Mm. Amy?
The Bones.
Yeah. Eddie?
Is it called The Bones?
Yeah.
I just have Bones. Is that okay?
No. No, I guess the is such a big part of the top. Yeah.
Oh, if the bones are good.
The bones are good.
Raymond, play the slow version again real quick. Let's hear it is again.
If the bones are good, the fish don't.
Oh, no, sorry. Sticking that. All right, here we go.
All right.
Next one. There you go. That's the easy listening version. What country song is that, Lunchbox?
500 Hours.
Nope.
What?
Amy?
10,000 Hours?
Correct.
Oh!
Eddie?
10,000 Hours. So close,
Lunchbox.
Okay, name this country song, easy listening. There you go.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Pontoon motorboating. Let's go.
What's the name of the song?
It's called Pontoon, but it goes motorboating.
Eddie.
Yeah, I have Pontoon.
Amy.
Pontoon.
On the pontoon. Back. Making waves and catch your rays up on the roof.
All right, we have two more. See if you can name this one. Easy listening.
Oh my gosh. What is the name of his song?
All right, 5 seconds. Lunchbox?
Little Nas X, Back Road.
Back Road. Eddie?
Old Town Road.
Amy?
Old Town Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road.
One more.
Oh man, Amy's gotta lose this one.
Yeah, Amy's up one on you, Eddie. All right, name this country song.
Oh gosh, I'm in.
Eddie, if you get this right, you're still in the game.
Okay.
You go first.
The only thing that can really mess me up is the titles. I mess up titles all the time.
Go ahead.
I hope I have this right. What Hurts the Most?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, right, as of right now, you're tied with Amy.
All right.
Lunchbox, you can't win, but just for fun, what do you have?
Oh, yeah, I got What Hurts the Most.
All right.
Woo!
Amy, for the win, what do you have?
What Hurts the Most.
What do you have?
Oh.
Let me see.
Amy.
You stuttered though.
Because I was trying
Let
to
me
do.
See what you wrote. Or show it to me.
Give him the favor.
What hurts the most? Yeah, she got
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh my God.
There she is. Well, you were being a little suspicious.
No, I was trying to Don't do that thing suspicious. That Lunchbox does where he acts like he didn't get it and then he got it.
Well, you did win. Nice job. Okay. There she is.
Good
Amy.
Job, Amy.
Eddie, but you lost because of a the.
Yeah, because of the three-letter word.
Yeah,
the.
That's tough.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Travis Denning.
Here he is, the guy that has the number one song in the whole United States right now in country music, Travis Denning. Come on, look at you.
Buddy, it's awesome. It's just awesome.
Well, we were talking about you yesterday a little bit because your song set the record. You were on the charts for 1.2 years, this one song, 66 weeks. There had to be many, many times during the last 1.2 years that you thought, I think the song is done.
There's definitely moments like that, but I kind of looked at it as like some fancy club like in L.A. If I hang around outside long enough, they're going to let me in. I mean, like at some point, they just got to go like, man, I feel bad for this guy. We just got to let him in here. So, it is. I mean, there's definitely times you sit there and go, man, maybe it's just time to give up and – And then all of a sudden, it just out of nowhere just catches fire, and people start loving on the song and playing it a lot, and it's just awesome. It's just awesome.
Was it out of nowhere? Or would you say the real jump came after you guest hosted our show?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I think when they heard y'all just completely roast me for an hour, they're like, we got to play this guy's record.
Travis guest hosted our show before Corona, like BC. Mm-hmm. Like that was Bobby Bone Show, BC. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That seems like so long ago. Did you get a special plaque for holding a record? Like, this is like you have the longest charted song ever. Anything like that?
I hope so. Like, I haven't even heard yet. Like you said, like Corona, I don't even know if like the plaque store, I don't even know where you go get a plaque, but I don't even know if it's open, if they're doing it. So I just hope I get one.
We have to ask By the way, Travis Denning is on with us. If you don't know his song, here's a clip. The number one song this week called After a Few.
But after a few drinks, it's always the same.
So we have to ask you the John Michael Montgomery question of the interview. We have to ask one every time because his girlfriend's dad is John Michael Montgomery. You guys are still together, right, Travis?
Yeah, we are still together.
You didn't?
I always love how that's how the question goes. You're like, his girlfriend, wait. You guys are still together.
Well, we don't want to have the awkward question of, hey, bud, how's your girl? You're like, well, we're not together anymore,
It's like, yeah, so, iPhones, huh? Yeah, just a weird segue.
John Michael Montgomery, did he call you? What has he said to you about having a number one song, since he had many?
Honestly, I haven't talked to him yet.
Oh,
I know
no.
Oh, I know, right? I know. But, hey, I will say, when the song went top 10, he bought me a bottle of champagne, and we toasted at dinner and celebrated that. So, I'm sure he's pumped, and he's probably on the golf course right now. That's why I haven't heard from him.
Do you play golf?
I do play golf. Yeah, I've played a lot with him and Walker, Madison's brother, in like the past couple weeks.
Oh. I saw you on Instagram with an 8-pound fish. You tagged Jake Owen in that same picture. Are you and Jake fishing buddies?
So I went out to his place. He's got like a pond, like an acre and a half pond. And yeah, man, that was actually the first time we've hung out. But we went out there with a mutual friend, and he told me, he said, there's 3 9-pound bass in this pond, and I caught one of them.
Did you keep it? Or did you put it back out there?
Nah, I put it back in there. Yeah.
All right. Hey, what happens when I text that number in your Instagram bio? Because I text you every night on that Instagram number. You never text me back.
it goes to an app, but I see them. But you know, I your text, I can't even say them over the air because it's
well, it's a lot of pictures too. I'm like, hey, look what I'm wearing.
It's a lot. It's like, do you think this looks good on me? Does my butt look big in this? I'm not going to text back to that.
Well, we just wanted to get you on and say congratulations. We love to see good things happen to good people. And, man, you talk about a grind. 66 weeks. It's the number one song this week. Do you have an announcement on what the next single is going to be, Travis?
Man, we haven't really pulled the trigger on anything yet. I've been too busy enjoying this. But we'll definitely announce something here in the next couple weeks.
All right. Good to talk to you, my friend. Congratulations. And I'll tell you what, a round of golf on me, since you're number one. Now that you're rich and you got the number one song, you should pay. But to celebrate, the next round's on me. We'll go play, all right?
Hey, that sounds good. I want to go catch some of them stripers you've been catching. You've been catching fish.
Yeah, you're not to that level yet, buddy. Okay, pump the brakes. All right, there he is, Travis Denning. We'll talk to you soon, Travis. Congratulations, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Here's some stuff people think's true that's not true. Number one, camel humps don't store water. Did you know that?
Oh, I thought they did.
Most people do. They store fat reserves. Oh. Having the fat in one spot keeps the animal from overheating, but there's no water in the camel hump.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. You got a whole list of them here.
Okay.
A pool that has a strong chlorine smell isn't cleaner. Because you know how people will get in a pool, and I've gotten a hotel pool, and I'm like, what? This is a clean one, man. You just smell how clean
this
is.
Your eyes are all red.
Yeah. In fact, a small chlorine smell could indicate that it's chemically out of balance and it might need more and isn't healthy for you. In an edible animal, the muscle and the meat are the same thing. They're not two separate things. So when someone's like, yeah, you probably got a little muscle in that one. It's the same thing.
Okay.
The muscle and the meat are the same thing. Cutting your hair, regardless of where it is, doesn't make it grow back thicker. Hormones and genetics are responsible for that.
Okay.
Opening your windows before a tornado won't even the pressure.
I had never heard that.
Yeah. Well, there are two things tornadoes wise as a kid. Growing up in Arkansas, we had tornadoes. So that's what they would say. Open the windows so the house doesn't explode. Also, the shower. Did you guys ever hear that one?
No.
But never mind. Because you'll think I'm an idiot. Another one, contrary to what you've seen on television and the movies, an undercover cop doesn't have to tell you they're a cop if you ask. Because you know how on TV shows would be like, they ask your cop, they got to say yes.
Uh-huh.
They don't have to tell you that. Instead, the first thing out of your mouth should be, I want a lawyer. If you think it's a cop and something's going on.
Interesting.
Lightning can strike twice in the same place.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, what are the odds, though?
So it's probably a good idea to just do it. Well, one has nothing to do with the next one. Like, because it struck there doesn't mean it's any more or less going to strike there the next time. The rules of Jenga say quite clearly you are allowed to tap a block to see if it's loose. Because some people will say, no, you can't touch it to see if you can't tap it. You just got to pull it. But the rules say that you are allowed to tap a block to see if that block is loose. I have a Jenga at the house.
Oh, yeah, the big one, right?
Oh, I gave it to you.
It's pretty fun. Did you?
Yeah.
Huh.
Good times. Of course he did. Yeah. Bones, you knew that.
Good times. Wait, am I
supposed to remember every gift everybody gave me?
It was when you should. Moved
a Jenga? We do play that though sometimes outside.
Yeah, it's the full big size one. Yeah.
What were we going to say?
Nothing. I mean, honestly, I almost forgot I gave it to you. It's fine.
Well, remember that clock I gave you?
Stop.
Hey, you put it on your registry, then I bought like a really nice clock, and it was in your closet like a year later.
14 years ago.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
It wasn't
though.
A year later.
So today when you go to work or whenever everybody brings up these facts, you have them. They're in your arsenal. Bring them out. Be like, no, a camel actually doesn't have water. That's fat.
That's right.
Can you imagine if it was water? I think people walk out there. You hear the water.
That's what we thought because they were in the desert.
I know.
They needed that
water.
Or
like if you poked a hole in it, it was like.
Bones.
Amy, what's going on today with you?
I think Stevenson has a play date, so I'll just coordinate that. And then while he's doing that, I'm going to start packing up our house a little bit.
For the move.
We move soon, so yeah. Got to get real with that. What about you?
Well, I tell you, I went running, which is the activity that Morgan was talking about. I hate running.
Mm-hmm.
But I was out running, and I finished the run, and I saw a woman. She was shooting a video, and she was like, hey, you can do this to help. You can do this to donate. And I was like, hey, what are you talking about? And she was like, well, but her name is Robin Kimbrough Hayes, and she's running for Senate. And I was like, hey, I'd be interested to talk to you about that. And so it not so much about what's happening politically, but she's a black woman. And I was like, hey, let's talk about what's happening. White guy, black woman. And just have a conversation because I'd like to load that up on the podcast or we'll just see what happens with it or on the show. So I'm going to talk to her today after the show.
Awesome.
I didn't know her. I just saw her. And I was
like, while you were running?
I don't have my glasses on while I run. And I told you, I have listeners who are like, hey, Bobby, or friends. I don't know because I can't see.
Yeah.
So like, I apologize if I ever just pass. But I put my glasses on because I was done and I was kind of doing my cool down. My app tells me to do. And I saw over there, and I was like, hey, what's happening over here? I rarely talk to people.
Yeah.
Something made this happen.
I don't know
what happened, but something. And she was like, well, I'm like, we should talk about that. And so I'm going to talk to her after the show today. I have that. Then we're trying to fit our golf game in if it's not raining.
Yeah. We scheduled this a week out, so it's hard to get us all together. So,
yeah.
Yes.
So may do that, too. Is that it? Any questions, Amy?
No, I don't think so.
There you have it. We're shutting it down.
I'm trying to think if I could think of something.
That's all right.
I could
we're
ask
shutting
you.
It down. We'll see you guys tomorrow. All right. Bye, guys. Get your Bobby Bones on.